today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, enhanced TSA security screening is beginning at airports around the country, and Intercontinental Hotels, that's Holiday Inn and Gang, has decided to buck the trend and leave its cancellation policy at 24 hours. Updates coming up.
We have tickets to give away today. Tickets to see Neil Diamond in Sacramento on Wednesday night, and tickets to see Damn Yankees at Music Circus on Tuesday, August the 8th.
Let's give the Music Circus tickets away first at 3:20 to listeners who can answer a few questions about their travel etiquette.
At 3:35, we talked to KFBK morning host Amy Lewis and her husband and traveling companion Stuart about their upcoming trip to Europe. What tips can they share with us?
What tips they can share with us to make us as smarter travelers.
Would you like to see Neil Diamond at the Golden One Center on Wednesday night? We have three sets of tickets to give away. Be listening at 3:45 for instructions on how you can win two of those tickets for yourself.
Well, we're going to have a little fun today on the Travel Guys. Do our best to make you a smarter traveler. Give away some tickets. All that today. Thanks for joining us on KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I got two tickets to paradise.
To love, to Alaska, I go north to rush you zone.
Duty. Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman, the Travel Guys here, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. It's a wonderful Sunday. It's another hot one, last day of the California State Fair.
That might have been the strangest opening of the Travel Guys yet. Yeah. If only people could have seen what was going on here in the control room, mostly instigated by the fact that I lost my... What happens here when the show begins, just so you know, is that Tom's in front of a microphone. He has a copy of the headlines, and I have a copy, and we take turns going back and forth. We've rehearsed it, of course, except in this case, I forgot my copy of the headlines. So about 15 seconds before we were to start, I realized that we only had one copy.
Yeah, and I didn't know that he didn't really have a copy. He was just looking at me oddly and pulling his microphone closer to me, and then I realized that what was going on. So in an attempt to share the written page... I think those are your headlines right there.
Yeah, they are right here, yeah. I know, I found them as soon as we didn't need them anymore.
Sure. So anyway, in the process of trying to share the copy, we were attempting to try to turn our microphones on, and we spent most of our time turning our microphones off.
If you've ever seen Abbott and Costello or any Laurel and Hardy, you could have made a nice little thing out of us trying to get the headlines out there at the beginning of the program.
We weren't streaming that on YouTube, were we? That's too bad. Maybe we should start streaming this show.
Welcome to the KFBK Cavern, where the air conditioning is still a little bit on the fritz, so things are kind of buttoned down. So it's kind of like we're incognito in the building. All the drapes are pulled, the blinds are pulled, and nobody's supposed to know that we're in here.
Well, we are, and we're here to disseminate great information in an effort to hopefully help you become a smarter traveler. And we do have a fun show
and
today.
Even if you don't like travel and you don't care about what we're talking about at all, we're here to bribe you to keep listening to this.
Yes, and if you tuned in specifically for the ticket giveaways because you were listening to KFBK and you heard either the promo or better yet, you heard Amy and Dan promoting the ticket giveaway. Well, we want to thank you for joining us perhaps for the first time, and maybe we can give you a reason to stick around. And we've got to extend a great thank you to Amy and Dan for mentioning it on the show.
Absolutely.
On Friday. Yeah, Friday. Even though there was a bit of an anomaly. Mark, you want
to... I was supposed to be on with them. And I got hung up in a police stop in Rancho Cordova, cut my time a little bit tight. And so it's my whole radio life here the last couple of days has been just a little bit up. Can't get the headlines out.
A police stop.
Well, the officer was right next to me and the lights were on and the siren was on. There was no way I could call the radio station. And, you know, I mean, even on the phone. So it was kind of a weird situation, but...
Yeah, I used that when I was in high school in regards to why I was late for class. No, honestly, we can verify that story by way of the total traffic department who was
go to
all
the police
over that.
Blotter and yeah, well, there was, I was right in the middle of, you know, the guys were taking out their guns and stuff like that. I thought I was going to have a really important story to report on the news instead of how you could win Neil Diamond and Music Circus tickets, which are going to come up later on in the program. And you don't have to do anything special except be listening and grab your telephone at the right time. And we'll tell you how to do all of that is coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of Music Circus, saw 9 to 5 this week. Wonderful, fun show. I had seen that on Broadway. And of course, I saw it when it was a movie back 1980, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that, 80s.
And it still plays very well today. It's the folks at the Music Circus. In the Round, you know, that is not easy to do, a show in the Round. And they had a lot more props and a lot more stage paraphernalia than they usually have. You know, usually in the Round, you're doing things kind of minimalist. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they had to have desks and stuff. 9 to 5, they had to show an office. Mm-hmm. And boy, there was a lot of moving of things. I think the people who did the, whatever they call the stage hands, who get things on and off, I'm sure there's a technical name for that.
Do they recreate that scene where they tie the boss
yes,
up?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I believe the last performance is going on as we speak right now. But yes, the boss, even at the Music Circus, the boss was hoisted up into the air to hang all over the place. It was a lot of fun. I think it started a little bit slowly, and I think people were kind of like, I don't know, but it just kind of built on itself. And the gal who was playing Dolly Parton just did a terrific job. I know she was on the air with Kitty last week, and she was a lot of fun. And it's a great show. I mean, it's a show that's fun to start with, so you can't hardly. The Music Circus people, that's really a great venue, and they really do a terrific job. It's, if you're new to town and you've never been there before, there are a couple of shows still to go this summer. I would really recommend to you that maybe you'll win some tickets today on this program. But checking it, if you enjoy the theater, it's a, I don't want to call it a cheap ticket because then people are going to say, well, it's not a good thing. But it's an inexpensive ticket. You can go downtown. There are lots of great restaurants downtown now and have dinner and on any level, go to the theater. I just highly recommend it. I think that the quality of our cultural arts in town has gotten a lot better.
Absolutely. I do want to mention, Mark mentioned that it was a little chilly in the building. They have a very good air conditioning. And, you know, I know the ladies, particularly, you know, my ladies anyway, will always bring a sweater when they go to the movie theater. Because even if it's 100 degrees outside, because they'll try to chill you out. So bring a sweater.
Yeah.
I know you may look funny going into the Music Circus at 102 degrees outside carrying a sweater, but you'll be glad that you have it when you get in
there. I'm guessing when you take a building and you put several thousand people into it, that the building has to start out cooler than it ends up in order to keep it cool the whole night. But anyway, I'm not an HVAC guy. But I do have some travel news here, if you'd like to go that direction.
Let's do it. Travel news time. I'm going to now attempt to make you a smarter traveler about the travel news. What do
you got? We've been talking about places where tourists have become so overwhelming that they're almost unwelcome. And there are two European cities that we've talked about, Barcelona and Venice, that are having this problem. And so now they're starting to do something about it. Indeed, Barcelona has announced that they are going to start charging a fee for previously cultural activities that have been free. They are also going to limit the hours, and they're going to do time-dated entry into some of their attractions in town. Barcelona is the number one cruise ship port in the world. I didn't know this. They get a lot of ships there. And, of course, cruise ships have a tendency, two or three of them can really overwhelm a destination. So Venice, on the other hand, is creating a program called Enjoy and Respect Vienna. And they are going to create fines where for tourists who do anything that is considered to be inappropriate, anywhere from 25 to 500 euros. I mean, so that's, you know, euros about $1.10, about $1.15 right now. So that's $30 to maybe 550, 600 bucks. So they're not kidding. People who, I'm guessing, if you don't use the restroom, you know, and you use the street or you drop your garbage or you do other things like that and you're seen doing that, why, they're going to start finding you, and good for them, trying to return a little bit of civility to their city. Here's an update on another story that we've been following about hotels changing their cancellation policies. to make them to move them out so that folks would not be able to cancel. You used to be able to cancel hotels sometimes up until 6 o'clock on the day of arrival. Then it went to a couple of years ago to 24 hours ahead. A couple months ago, Marriott moved their cancellation policy to 48 to 72 hours. Hilton followed a couple of weeks later. And now Intercontinental Hotels, which would be the third biggest kid on the block, has decided instead of joining the first two, they're going to go the other direction. Some of their hotels had 48-hour policies. They're going to roll them all back to 24 hours. And in some cases, you will still be able to cancel your Holiday Inn room on the day of arrival without penalty. So Intercontinental has fired a blast back at Marriott and Hilton and said, maybe not so much. But the bottom line here is that if you are traveling and staying in a hotel and you're used to it being able to cancel at 6 o'clock day of arrival or the day before, you better read that printout or look at your phone one more time and make sure you know when you can cancel, especially if you're a business traveler now and you get in a situation, maybe your plane doesn't go or something. It'll be interesting to see some of the hotel chains. Hilton says that the 24-hour policy doesn't stick to their highest tier people. So there would be an advantage of being loyal to one hotel chain might get you out of an onerous cancellation policy. But nonetheless, those things are changing. And I'm going to just tell you, the days of being able to cancel your car rental on the day of arrival and not have it cost you anything are not long for the world. I can't imagine that the car rental companies will not change their policies. Also, electronic gadgets. We mentioned this, TSA being a little bit less lenient, wanting to be able to see through your bag a little easier, asking you to take the gadgets out. Also, certain foodstuffs are a problem for TSA inspectors. Increasingly, it is now policy. At every airport in the country, you're going to be asked to remove any electronic device that's larger than a cell phone. It's not in every airport yet, but it will be in every airport soon. So don't be surprised if you're asked to take something out of your bag that you weren't asked to take out before. And if you have something, solid foodstuffs, fudge, something like that that's not liquid but still is a solid, take it out. Be proactive. Take it out of your bag. Take your big electronics out of your bag, and then maybe you will get through security just a little bit faster. Finally, Frontier Airlines has announced that they are coming back to some cities that they have left. Sacramento is not one of them. Yay for that. The guys with who charge to put stuff in the overhead bin and things like that, we have kept them out of town for a little while.
So Frontier was one of those?
Frontier was one of those. And they're, speaking of Frontier, Frontier, American, and Delta have been fined a total of $850,000 by the Department of Transportation for involuntary bumping, damaged bag violations, and delayed refunds. I guess that's if the flight attendant came up and kind of involuntarily bumped you there. That's not legal. I don't know what that means.
There you go.
Anyway, that's for kicking you off the airplane when you had a ticket. And that is your travel news. For today, we are going to give away some tickets to the Music Circus in this next segment, Mr. Romano.
Yes, sir. Now, how are we going to do that?
Well, I think we'll get some folks on the line here. We've got, let's get a couple folks on the phone, and we will ask them some questions about their travel etiquette, and that may make them eligible to be able to win some tickets. The Music Circus tickets are for Tuesday night, the 8th of August. You have to be able to go on August the 8th to see Damn Yankees. 921-1530 and 800-834-1530 are the phone numbers. Yes, sir.
Yeah, what callers are we looking for here?
Well, let's take the third and fourth caller, shall we? 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. Give us a call. We'll see if we can set you up with some Music Circus tickets right after this.
Welcome. We are the Travel Guys. We're on the road again. Thanks for joining us. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and it's that time. By the way, once again, Neil Diamond tickets, the last quarter hour of the show.
Oh, man.
Sometime
I've
around.
I've been sitting here waiting for the Neil Diamond tickets.
Yeah, I know. We're not really like baiting you to stay with the show or whatever.
No, no.
If you have to, you can just tune out, tune back in at a quarter till. at any rate, bottom line is it's time now to give away
she just got rid of half of the audience.
I know. Time to give away tickets to see Damn Yankees at the Music Circus on Tuesday, August the 8th.
Uh-huh.
It's a Wednesday night.
Right.
Okay, what do we have, Mark?
It's August the 8th is a Tuesday night.
That's right. Tuesday night, August
Tuesday
the
night.
8th.
Yes.
Yes.
Two sets of tickets. Let's get some contestants here. Let's see. Luis is going to put them up on the phone for us here. We have Tim in Roseville and Donna in Elk Grove. Welcome to the Travel Guys, gang.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, what we're going to do here, we're going to give these tickets away. First, what we want to do is find out a little bit about your travel etiquette. So we're just going to ask, there's no wrong answers here, but we just want to know what you would do in each one of these situations that come up. So Tim, let me ask you first. You're standing in line waiting to get on board the aircraft, and all of a sudden somebody cuts in line right in front of you. And so are you going to say something to the person in line? Are you going to say something to one of the airline staff, or are you just going to let it go?
I'm just going to let it go. I already have a ticket. I know I'm going to get a seat. And typically for me, I like to sit, if it's like Southwest where you find your seat, I like to sit at the back of the plane anyhow because there's not a rush to get out.
All right, that's very legit. Tom, what would you do, Thomas?
He had an answer and reasons.
And reasons, yes. That's...
Yeah, I would roll my eyes and do my best to look annoyed, and then I would make the determination as to whether they're English speaking or not.
Right.
And then probably just let it go.
And just let it go. It's because life is too short for, you know, things like that.
Now, if they had,
which is what the guy who just cut in line in front of you is counting on,
now,
I think.
Now, if they had 30 friends with them, that might be another story.
That would be Tim, would you respond differently if it was more than just one or two people then?
Yes.
No, not really, because, again, I've got a seat assigned to me, and it's just not worth it to get my blood pressure up and get excited about it. I'm probably still a little bit inside, and like you say, roll your eyes, but other than that, nope.
Okay, so Donna, same kind of scenario here. You're in line at the casino. You're in the buffet line, and you've been there for 30 minutes, and you're still, you know, a little ways from the front. And all of a sudden, four people just walk in line right in front of you. Now, are you gonna say something to them, or are you gonna say something to the folks running the restaurant, or are you just gonna let it all just all hang out?
Oh, you know, I don't care that much about food. It's not my liver, so I don't care. Go. If you need the food that quickly, go. I'll wait.
God, we have a bunch of mellow folks. All right, let me ask you here, Donna. Let me ask you another one here. You're on the airplane, and somebody says something really rude to a flight attendant, and you think it's really inappropriate. Are you going to summon another flight attendant? Are you going to say something to the person who said something, or are you going to record it on your cell phone?
I'm definitely going to say something to the person that said it. I can't stand for that. Rude isn't necessary. And to see somebody treated like that would bother me. So I would definitely say something nicely to the person and just let them know that they're being a little cranky.
Aha, Thomas.
Hey, stewardess, give me the drink list.
Exactly. Can I have a double bourbon?
Okay. Let's ask another one of Tim here. Tim, you go into the restroom, and you need to use one of the stalls. And all the stalls are occupied except the disabled stall is open. Are you going to use the disabled stall because it's the only one open, or are you going to wait for one of the other stalls to come open?
It depends on how urgently I need to go.
Great answer. I can see
that. I like that.
A lot of listeners identifying with that.
I like that. That is an excellent answer. All right. For Tim and for Donna, Tom, we have two sets of tickets here. I think both of our contestants have done very well. What do you say we make both of them winners?
Good. You brought up two sets.
Two sets.
All right.
Yes.
Well, how about perfect? That works out. We've got Tim and Donna, and they both get tickets.
So thank you both for being Travel Guys listeners. If you will hold on the phone, Luis will get every information he needs from you here. It might take him a minute because he's got to take care of the news coming up also. But thank you both, and have a good time at Music Circus. Maybe I'll see you out there. That's my night also.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hold on the line there. That was kind of fun. We have, you know how many tickets I have for Neil Diamond? I have three pair. And they are all seats on the floor. So they're all pretty good seats. I mean, you know.
You know, the floor seating at the Golden One is a little different than it was at out at the Sleep Train. You're a little closer. It's a little narrower. I was there last night seeing Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, wow.
And
how was it?
Oh, it was marvelous. I mean, they're spectacular.
Are the acoustics better in that building than they were at the old...
Much better. Much better. They were pretty loud when they started, and it took a while for that numbness to set into your ears so that you can start to begin to define the music. But it's considerably better at the new arena, as it should.
We have a story here. Talk about breaking news. This just happened yesterday. A court ruling came down that may be very helpful to those of us who are crammed into airline seats. And you called this to my attention, Tom. Flyers Rights had asked the FAA to issue some regulations because they say that two things. They say it's physically unhealthful, the airline seating, to be as tight and as cramped as it is. And they're also saying that there's an issue with having that many people in that small of a space and getting people safely off an airplane. And so the Department of Transportation the FAA didn't really agree with them on the being crammed into too small a space being unhealthful, but they did agree with the fact that perhaps it's unsafe. And so now they have gone back to, it's possible that we are going to get now a regulation that is going to put a halt to where seat size goes and how much space everybody gets on an aircraft. So it's kind of a strange way that it's all coming about. But sometimes strange things happen. So maybe it's not like you're going to get a foot of new leg room tomorrow, but at least you might not get any less.
Well, just keep in mind now, as the extra foot of leg room becomes available and they have to actually take out some seats, be prepared for the prices to go up.
Should the government regulate airline seat size? This is on a survey on Chris Elliott's website. 93%. Said yes out of over 400 respondents. The news is next, and then we're going to have Amy and Stuart to talk about going overseas, and we have some Neil Diamond tickets to give away right here on the Travel Guys.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way.
Welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and again, one of our favorite guests. Guests, celebrity guests, I might say, is morning news anchor Amy Lewis and her husband Stuart. And we love to have them on because, well, they travel a lot and they do a lot of their own planning, and we always find things from them that make them smarter travelers.
And when Tom says they do a lot of their planning, my husband does all the planning and then kind of runs it by me, and I say yes or no, start over.
Poor Stuart. So you guys are embarking on this big trip. You're going over to the British Isles, sounds like. We've talked to you when you've come back, and you guys always have great stories. But this time I'd like to hear maybe a couple of your stories about planning. Stuart, if you're the guy who does the planning.
Let me tell you first, though, Mark, this is how this all started. Because I said to Stuart, because we went to Broadway back earlier this year. And then I said to him, I want to catch a couple more shows, but we don't have the time to go. And so I said, we're going to go soon. And so we're going to go see a couple of shows on Broadway. And then Stuart said, well, then let's just jump over to the UK after that.
Yeah, so, we had seen the plays in early this year, and we're going back soon to New York. And the opportunity just to fly out of JFK into London is such a short flight.
Yeah.
And there are some areas that we hadn't seen, so we just said, we got the time, vacation time, let's just make this happen. So the idea was, I looked at research, did a lot of internet searches on where to go, and we like London, and we've never been to Edinburgh, and we wanted to go back to Paris. So it was a lot of what flights leave JFK and land in Heathrow at what time, and then how to get up to the other cities.
And we kind of debated when we got to London if we were going to fly to Edinburgh or if we were going to take a train.
Right.
But the train ride was how long?
I think the train ride is about 3 or 4 hours. But the problem is that the flight that we wanted to take out of JFK in New York and land in Heathrow, we get there about 8 p.m.
Yeah.
London time. And so there aren't any trains, and the flights were not suitable. So we just decided to stay one night in London.
And we really do like taking the trains, guys, because we did last time. We took a train from Paris to Brussels and then to Amsterdam, and loved it. I mean, the scenery is gorgeous, Tom. I mean, riding in a train, you have no worries. You're just Although I have to tell you that we were going to go to Brussels where the terror attack was, but we ran out of time because the weather was really bad and we had other places that we needed to go to, and so we weren't able to do that. But that kind of made the ride kind of ominous, you know, a kind of ominous feeling.
We like the trains because less time security, just go into the terminal, get on, and the seats are wider, it's easier. And
let's back up and talk just a moment about your planning strategies, Stuart, because, you know, we advise people on the Travel Guys to stay away from third party for booking hotels and so forth. And we oftentimes will encourage them to, you know, you maybe use a travel agent, particularly if they're leaving the country.
Yeah.
And
we did that quite a number of times. The first couple times we went, we used travel agents for sure.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what is your strategy there in regards to searching online and then making the final decisions and pulling the trigger on your flights and so forth? How does that work for you?
Well, and to that point, I did get some of the information from you guys, and we did use travel agents, like Amy said. And we have a particular hotel chain that we like to use, so I researched that. I researched where the hotels are in the city compared to where we want to walk. And I honestly, I call the hotels directly. I do all the research on the rooms we want online at the hotel site, no third parties. And then I like speaking to the people at the desk.
He's
for the reservation.
School.
I am. I call them. I ask about the rooms. I ask about the view. I ask about the street outside and walking distance where we're going to go, because I do know where we want to go and some sort of walking plan. And that helps out a lot. And then generally I book with them on the phone, calling them. It's no expense to call.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That's
great. We have some smart travelers here, don't we, Tom?
We certainly do. Now, in regards to your airlines, same deal?
And the airlines, I go right to the airline website if it's Air France, British Airways, and I check. Well, I go in and I do the search first. I get three or four airlines, I think, and I base it on hours of flights between cities and stops. And then I go right to the airline. And sometimes I do call the airline directly, like one carrier that we were flying from JFK to Heathrow. We spoke directly to them because we had some accommodations we wanted. And then the others from the other cities are simple flights, but I like going directly to the airline.
I'll just say that the New York to London, that was Virgin Air because we like the pods. We like to sleep in a pod.
There you go, the pod, the pod trips.
So once you get over there, you guys are spending a night in London, and many people do that sort of a thing because you were explaining before we started the interview that the connections weren't really good and stuff. So how did you choose your London hotel, and how are you going to negotiate that? I mean,
proximity to the airport.
And I asked this question because a lot of folks, you know, a lot of people do these overnights at Heathrow. So I just thought there might be we might glean something from your experience.
There is. And like I said in the beginning, we have a hotel chain we like to use, which is a major chain that has some hotels that are others that are franchised out. So we are getting points. Mm-hmm. And when we're staying at Heathrow, it's not costing anything because we're just using points for the one night stay and or others. You know, we've looked at Airbnb, or we've looked at other hotels or boutique hotels in certain cities, and we'll probably do that. But, you know, when you're doing certain flights and certain vacations, if you've earned enough points just based on where you are in New York or different cities, I decided it might be nice. These are really nice 4-star hotels plus, and taking advantage of the point system.
That's what points and miles are for, is to create adventures that you couldn't create otherwise. So it sounds like that you're prudently using what you've accumulated to create a wonderful vacation.
My husband is very prudent.
So before we let you guys go off on your adventure, any last wisdoms you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know what? I just want to say, because we know because of the terror threats that have happened in Paris and other locations throughout the world, the main thing you have to take with you is your patience. I mean, you cannot, and you can't go with an attitude. Just go and do what the TSA says to do, no matter what country you're in. Take your time. Make sure you allot for the appropriate amount of time, at least 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours in advance, so you're not hurried going where you're going, because the last thing you want to do on your vacation is be stressed.
Exactly. And other things that both of you said on your show is that what we're doing now is prep before we leave. It's, you know, let your credit card companies know you're traveling abroad. Let your ATM travel card, which would be separate from your checking account, know that that's being used in another country. All that stuff is stuff.
You guys talk about that all the time.
Yeah. Do you register with, what's it called, SIP or SHIP?
STEP.
STEP, yeah.
STEP, S-T-E-P, yes. With the State Department, when you go overseas, they ask that you register with, it's called STEP. Yeah, it's simply a way of your government knowing where you are. So you're just saying, you know, this is where we're going to be. And so if there was a terrorist attack or an earthquake or a hurricane or, you know, something something that was unforeseen and you couldn't communicate, your government would know where you were and might be able to come and help you. So it's I'm sure conspiracy theorists would have issues with telling the government where you're going, but most normal people don't. And it's I really highly recommend it. Every major travel show now, the State Department is out promoting this and asking folks to register. So it is a good idea.
Just put it into my smartphone, Mark. STEP, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So we'll definitely do it. I mean, I just think it's a smart thing to do.
I guess the last thing that we did prepping is that for our key people that we want to communicate with back here in the States, we downloaded the WhatsApp for the Wi-Fi telephone, which is free. And that way, you know, if you're connected overseas, it's no cost on your phone to call.
Yeah. The other thing, Mark, just to let you know, and Tom, is that I don't know if you guys have heard of Waze, W-A-Z-E. That is an app that you can have on your phone no matter where you are in the world. Mm-hmm. It finds where you are and you say, okay, so now I want to go to the Eiffel Tower, and it'll say, this is the quickest walking route. Mm-hmm. If you're taking a taxi, it's like Google Maps, only it's more directed to people who like to walk to locations. So it's really cool. W-A-Z-E.
And for our listeners that are hearing Amy Lewis and Stuart Lewis for the first time, they are walking travelers. When they go to visit places, there's no cars involved. Mm-hmm. You guys, I know you're big on trains. And then from there, it's all about by foot, isn't it?
We call it the Pet Adventures. P-E-D, Pet Adventures.
When you guys get back, we will look forward to the highlights of your trip, because now we've talked about your trip before you go, so our listeners will want to hear about what you've done when you get back.
We always have a story or two, Mark.
Once again, our special guests, Amy Lewis, morning anchors for KFBK, and Stuart, the vacation family planner. You two are so sweet, and thank you so much for coming in.
We love you guys.
Spending some time with us. Thanks,
guys.
Wow, that was a lot of fun. Amy and Stuart are always fun people to talk to. And I sense that what they do is similar to what a lot of other folks do, you know, the overnight at London and in London and stuff like that. So it's interesting that in most families, it's the female who does the travel planning. And in the Stuart family, it's the male who does the travel planning and the lady who says, let's go.
Yeah. And of course, Amy gives the final
Oh, I have no
the
doubt.
Final okay.
I have no doubt that happens.
They're a great couple. Stuart, for somebody who really doesn't spend any time in radio, is not his career, but you know, I really appreciate what he does when he shows up and spends time
with
us too.
Not everybody can talk about a trip, you know, before they go or after they go and share it with people in a way that can help. You know, what we're trying to do here is share things that make people smarter when they do it themselves. So thank you to Amy and to Stuart for your time and for some great radio. And we will talk to you when you get back. Now, we have some Neil Diamond tickets to give away. Three pairs of two tickets. You can call us right now at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We will take the 5th, 6th, and 7th callers. On either one of the lines, Luis will go during the break and answer the phones, 921-1530, 800-834-1530. If you want to see Neil Diamond in concert Wednesday night in Sacramento, now is the time to call.
We are the Travel Guys, and I know you. That sounded like the end of the break, didn't it, Luis? Okay. We are the Travel Guys. We'll be back. Mr. Neil Diamond on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman, Tom Romano, again brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations.
How old do you suppose Neil Diamond is?
Oh, Neil's got to be, I probably looked it up.
Got to be well into his 70s.
Yeah, you know,
years.
I would say I would say late 70s.
Yeah, yeah. So this could be like Cher, you know, this could be like the 3-year farewell tour.
He keeps hanging in there, you know. They keep lowering the keys a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Neil Diamond has a style, a vocal style. I've studied and done his songs yeah. and so forth over the years. And he's got this coarseness in his voice where when he hits the note, it's kind of like 3 or 4 notes all at once. It's kind of a spatter. So with his style, he can, you know, it's a combination of singing and talking, and that kind of makes it work for him. It doesn't have to have all the purity of all the defined notes that certain singers do.
Well, it's a uniqueness that probably all great vocalists have.
It kind of makes Neil what he is. Yeah. And he's a great entertainer, and the ladies love him. And have you seen Neil Diamond?
I saw him in Sacramento probably it's been 15 or 20 years ago. So I think he does some pretty good music. And we are going to give some folks some tickets. By the way, we have a website, travelguysradio.com, and there are some really cool things on it today. Usually they're all the things we talked about, but today there are just some really neat things. 7 foods you should never eat on a plane. The 11 most impressive waterfalls in the United States. So go to travelguysradio.com and you can find just some interesting travel stuff.
I see. How Reno became more than my favorite road stop. Who's the my?
Chris Elliott wrote that.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he's out on the road with the kids.
That's
by the way,
right.
He's going to join us next week on the Travel Guys. So we have some callers on the line here. We have some folks ready to play. Let's go to Raymond first here. Hi, Raymond. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Go ahead.
Hey, Raymond. Thank you for calling, buddy. We're going to talk a little bit about gratuities here today as we try to decide who wins these tickets. You with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Skycaps at the airport. You go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You're checking your bag with the skycap, Tom, outside of the terminal. What do you generally tip a skycap or not?
Well, absolutely. You know, most people probably know this, but if you don't, the skycaps outside when you check in, they're independent contractors, and you can tip them. If you try to tip the people inside the airport building
right.
that work for, let's say, Southwest, they can't accept one. But I always do, and you know, it's usually between $2 and $5.
I see. Raymond, how about you? Do you use skycaps at the airport?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And do you tip them when you use their services?
Yes, I do, immediately.
Yeah. What do you think is appropriate for you? A buck a bag? Couple bucks a bag? What's appropriate?
$5 a bag.
Wow. Raymond is rather... Okay, so when you get to the hotel and you've got the bellhop, the bellman, he's taking your bags up to your room, how do you tip there?
Same, $5 a bag. We used to work in the hotel industry for 30 years.
Ah, there you go. So here's a man who knows what it's like to be on the other end of the stick. All right, well, let me ask you one more. For hotel housekeeper, I'm infamous for telling folks they should tip the housekeeper. Is that somebody that's on your tip list?
Exactly.
And do the housekeepers do as well as the bellman?
Yes, they do.
All right. So Raymond, hang on the phone here. Looks like we lost one of our contestants. Okay, let's put Carmel on the line. Carmel?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, how are you pronouncing your first name here?
Carmel, like the town.
All right, Carmel, like the town.
Cool.
We're talking, Carmel, about gratuities, and we're talking about, do you travel a lot? Do you stay in hotels?
Yes, I do. I'm actually a travel columnist, so I travel a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and when you get to hotels, who's on your tip list when you get there?
Well, if there's a concierge, then they definitely are. If there's a shuttle driver, they definitely are. And then usually the concierge, sometimes the manager if you're staying at a really high-end hotel.
Do you ever go on bus tours, Carmel?
Yeah, I do. Sometimes in other countries, it's a nice way to get around when you're not familiar with the area.
Then how about those bus tour guides? Are they on your tip list?
Yes, definitely.
So do you use ride shares, Ubers, Lyfts, etc. when you're out traveling around?
No, I hate to say it, but I've only used Uber maybe twice in my whole life.
Are you a tipper? Do you tip your ride share drivers? I mean, now you can tip on the app, but before you could have given them a couple of bucks, or do you just figure that that's whatever it says online, that's the end of the show?
No, I've always given an additional cash gratuity. I think that's fair. Especially if they're a safe driver. I mean, you know, your life is in their hands.
That's a very valid, very, very valid point.
You think if you should tip them before you go anywhere so that they'll drive more carefully?
Is that what you do?
Yeah, this is...
Tip before you ride.
I just hold it up and I say, "This tip is for you. Just get me there, and you get it."
if everything goes well, all right, Carmela, we're going to put you on hold for a second here, and let's see. We've got one more contestant here on line one. Connie, are you with us?
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Travel Guys. Here we're talking about gratuities, and we're just kind of getting input and stuff like that. Now let's pretend here you've rented a rental car at the airport. And you're on the shuttle bus, okay? And you're going back to the airport now. Are you going to tip the shuttle bus driver?
Yes. I tip everybody. I even tip, because I put my car usually in long-term parking, I even tip the guy who helps me on and off the bus. And I know a lot of people don't do that, and they always kind of look at me, but I think it kind of... I think that he gets more tips when they see somebody do that.
Well, a quick question here. We're almost out of time. We got a minute and a half. Shuttle bus operators, what about the ones that don't even get out of the seat? You grab your own bag, you had to put it on, you got to grab your own bag and get off, and they sit there watching you get off. How about them?
No, that is a good clarification.
Connie,
the ones that get up and help me.
Connie has standards. That's the deal here, Tom.
Good for you.
Connie is easy money, but only if you do something to make her life a little bit easier along the way. All right.
Exactly.
Connie and Raymond and Carmel, thank you for joining us. Hold on the line. We have three pairs of tickets. We are going to give each of you a pair of tickets to see Neil Diamond on Wednesday night. I will contact you tonight by email to line up the details. So Luis will take your information and make sure. Connie, Raymond, and Carmel, thank you to everyone who has called in today to be a part of our little program. Remember, you can find all the stuff we talk at travelguysradio.com. Anything up with you there, Mr. Romano? We got about half a minute.
No, that's about it. Once again, I want to thank Amy Lewis and Dan Mitchison for promoting the Travel Guys, and we're going to promote them and say tune in every weekday morning for the best of the best. When it comes to news, you're at the right place, KFBK News Radio.
You got it. Chris Elliott will be on with us next week. In the meantime, dance like nobody's watching.
Stay well, my friends. We'll see you next week, 3 o'clock, here on the Travel Guys.